This is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 236, recorded on Sunday, August 18th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. Boom. Got it. It's stuff we're watching Sunday, and I'm not really calling an audible here. I'm calling a added on, okay, which is a terrible name, but whatever. I had an idea for what I was going to talk about today, and it was The Boys, which is an Amazon Prime superhero show. It's a superhero show, but kind of anti-hero superhero, very dark. Anyway, I want to talk about The Boys, but part of the problem is we have been watching it, and for the last two days ago is the last time we watched it. We are literally one episode from the end. We have watched all the episodes but one. And I know that numerous people, I know Michael Butler's talked about this. I've seen several other people talking about it, so, which is no big deal. I mean, I'm not worried about that. And I'm still going to talk about it, but I hadn't finished it. We had like the last 2 days. Gracie stayed with us last night. And so we didn't get to watch it. And, it just like things went all kerfunkle. And so we haven't watched for a couple days and we have the very last one left. So I thought what I would do is, and then my other reason for this, so I thought what I'd do is add in some other stuff, because partially what I realized was, I only have one more of these Sundays left after this one. Dog Days is kind of going by fast. I mean, it always gets rough in the end, but I think having this, like, I have a particular thing to do every day is helping me a little bit, because, we're kind of cranking along and, you know, so I only have a handful of each individual type of day. Because 2 weeks from now, the Sunday of Dragon Con is the 1st of September. So we'll be done. So I've only got one more of these. And I haven't already had an idea for what that one is for stuff we're watching. So what I'm going to do is jam a whole bunch of superhero stuff into this one. So got The Boys. I'll talk about it a little bit. We've got Umbrella Academy, and we got Doom Patrol. So I'm going to jam them all in here. And guess what? We're in completely varying places in every one of these. So The Boys, on Amazon Prime, excellent show. Keith Urban, something. Anyway, the actor who's the kind of Billy Butcher, who's kind of the protagonist, I like him. He was in the Star Trek reboots. He's been in a bunch of stuff. I'm terrible with actors' names, and I'm not looking it up, so I just kind of run with this whole stuff. This is based on a graphic novel. It's basically about a world where superheroes exist, but they exist more like they probably would in our world than in the sweet saccharine DC and Marvel universes, and neither of those universes are particularly sweet and saccharine at times, but our world is much less so. These are superheroes that are run through a corporation. They, you know, their entire lives are built around their endorsements and their, you know, the money that they're making on various things. And there's very, very bad stuff going on in the background. And there are groups of people, the boys, who have decided to bring them down to size. And it is not a happy superhero show. It's pretty dark. It's bad stuff happens. I would not watch it if you are squeamish. But at the same time, if you're not super squeamish, and that just means, I mean, you know, like if you watch Game of Thrones, you can certainly watch this or anything like that. But it is at times very hilarious. We watched one of the episodes the other night. I cried laughing at a particular, exposition of whether we're talking about. It was sometimes it can be very funny. It is kind of very much a riff on the world. The superheroes are pretty much all have, you know, secrets and things that they're trying to hide and bad stuff that's going on. And, you know, the boys are trying to pull all this stuff out and figure out what's going on. And it is, but they are not by any means good people either. I mean, everybody is dark in this thing. There are no heroes. They're all just varying shades of very dark gray for the most part. And like I said, we haven't even watched the last episode yet. We're one episode away from the ending. And I've heard that the ending is like, ooh. So that's not spoilery sense, but just, and I don't mind the sort of thing. It's like, oh, you'll like the ending. So we are probably going to be watching that tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. Second up, I'll go with Doom Patrol, because we've watched exactly one episode of Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is on the DC Universe app, service, whatever, which Craig has talked about at one point. And a funny thing is that, and I have no idea why, but when I first initially looked at DC Universe, because it's like shows and movies and everything, and then it's also comic books, and I just, anything like that, I immediately put on my Roku. So we've had Rokus for years and years and years. I put it on the Roku, and one of the things I was thinking was like, oh man, there's a lot of comics on here too. And I can read them on the Roku. I can just like stand in front of this like 60-inch TV, and I'm like, holy crap, I can see this, you know, gigantic comic book. It's kind of crazy. I'm like, I kind of like this. I literally did not even think about the fact that there's probably also a DC Universe app for, oh, you know, iPads and Android tablets and whatever else. Of course there is. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't think of that. So we watched one episode, and then I turned it off. Not because of them or anything. It is partially because of my, I'm kind of working on subscriptions this summer, like figuring out everything I'm subscribed to and when it makes sense, unsubscribing until I need to resubscribe. And right now we have enough stuff to watch that I don't, even though we watched Doom Patrol and we liked the first episode, we're unsubscribed from DC Universe right now. And when we get to the point where we're ready to watch Doom Patrol and Titans, and other stuff on there, I'm certain probably within 2 months we'll be resubscribed. But it's like, in the meantime, there's no reason for us to be subscribed to it. So Doom Patrol, kind of a spinoff of Titans. It involves and other, I can't remember who. This has also been discussed on here, but it's kind of a ragtag group of heroes that kind of spun off of Titans, and I've only seen one episode, so we don't know much about it, but I've liked what I saw so far. I liked the kind of character origin stories that we saw, like Brendan Fraser's character. In particular, I thought it was really good. Everything is. I really liked the first episode. It made me, because I'd almost already decided to turn off DC Universe, and then we watched the first episode, and I almost didn't turn it off. I was like, well, we can just watch this, and I'm like, no, we have so much other stuff to watch. Nothing personal. We're gonna get back to you. You're on the list. So, as near as I can tell, and I've heard good things about it, it's a fine show, and Titans, from what I understand, is also fine, which we will, I'm sure, also watch, but just haven't gotten to it yet, so it's on the list. And then finally, Umbrella Academy. Umbrella Academy Season 1, we have actually finished, so completely on the other side. It's on Netflix, which, or at least in the United States, don't know about my Canadian, It's probably, it's a Netflix original, I'm pretty sure. So I imagine it's on Netflix in Canada as well. It is also based on a graphic novel. The show is kind of, it's one of those loosely based in the sense that season one of the show kind of munged things together from multiple arcs of the graphic novel, which I know a little bit about. I have some issues of. It is another ragtag group of superhero types. This isn't a completely separate reality, like kind of in the sense of it's kind of similar, not some, but kind of similar to The Boys in the sense that it's not one of our sweet saccharine. I don't know why I'm liking saying that, but I am. Universes where we have superheroes who, you know, all love goodness and light. It's kind of more gray, not quite as dark, or not anywhere near as dark as Umbrella Academy. The hit for Umbrella Academy is that, and I can't remember how many kids, but apparently one day, 20 something years ago, I forget how many women, all of a sudden women who had not been pregnant at all, like in one day, became pregnant and had a baby. Boom. It just like happened. Poof. Especially in the show, they show at least one of them. And me, she goes from like being just like a random young lady to 9 months pregnant in a swimming pool in like 20 seconds. And so these pregnancies are all like completely crazy. Right. And, this billionaire decides that something is up with this. And there are different knowledge things in the graphic novel, but at least in the show, we don't really know anything about that. But for whatever reason, he decides to go around the world and collect as many of these children as he can, as he believes that he can use, you know, they can become together as a team for great things. And they become the Umbrella Academy, which is like the Justice League or the Avengers. It's like a superhero group, except especially at first it's children. You know, they are literally growing up in his house. You know, in that sense, it's like X-Men and Professor Xavier or something. And we see them, we kind of in a flashback, because the show actually starts when they're older. We see them in a flashback take care of some bad guys when they're like, I don't know, I'm terrible with kids of that age, maybe 12, something like that. A whole group, because they're all born on the same day, around 12. But the show, as they got older than 12, a lot of them started to get disheartened or kind of aged out or became disenchanted with the entire thing. And the group kind of fell apart, and they went all the way down to one, and then they went all the way down to zeros, and there was no superhero group at all. And they come back together when their father figure dies. And there's a mystery involved in that, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And then they realize there's another wrinkle, and oh my gosh, the world's about to be destroyed. Literally, the apocalypse that will destroy the world is coming in a matter of days, and they have to figure out the whole thing. So, it's quite a good, it's gritty. It's more, you know, a realistic look at how superheroes might be in a world similar to ours. But it's got a lot of fantastical elements of time travel and changes and crazy stuff. It's pretty interesting. And it ends at a very good spot. And it has, if I remember correctly, absolutely been renewed for, because they've already started working on it. Yeah. It has been renewed for season two. And like I said, it is based on a graphic novel that has ahead of it, kind of like Walking Dead was ahead of the Walking Dead show for a long time. And again, it's not doing precisely the same. They're kind of mixing things in from further out issues, but they've got a lot of stuff to work with, and they've got some good people working on it, and it's a pretty interesting show. So if you are interested in, like, if you watch The Boys and you haven't watched Umbrella Academy, I would say watch Umbrella Academy. If you've probably watched both, but if you haven't, go ahead and watch it. Doom Patrol, I don't know enough about. Well, I know enough about that we're going to keep watching it. I have enjoyed what we watched so far, but I can't really give that ringing endorsement of it because we've only watched the one episode. But and if you watch Umbrella Academy and you have Amazon Prime and you don't mind a slightly darker look at superheroes, I would recommend The Boys. It's all good. I am looking forward to, like I said, probably tonight watching the final episode. So that's been stuff we're watching Sunday. This has been Ken Kennedy at Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. That's KKENNEDY at Kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. That's the email address. If you go to Kenzoid.com, the standardized outro is coming very soon, which will fix all this stuff. My website is kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. If you go there, you can find links to everything from my email address to, you know, my Goodreads account and my Facebook account, everything. So if you're looking for me, that's the easiest way to get to me. This podcast, which I forgot to do recently, is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you tomorrow. I believe it will be Meta Monday. So sounds good. We'll talk to you then.